This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
I'd like to start off tonight's big ENN by saying good evening to Dave.
I don't like the lag. Right.
And I'd also like to say good evening to myself.
Ah, shut up!
And lastly, to the great Bob Costas.
You weren't thinking about the monetary.
No!
The boob!
Oh, boy. That was unfortunate, but Bob called back. We have a call on hold, by the way, that I'm not going to be able to answer right now because we're doing ENN. The subject, Dave, is it's Lewis in West Orange. The subject is Judge. He's the best. Ohtani is a loser.
Do you think?
Andrew, how can you describe this call?
Do you think he's a Yankees fan?
You say we can't take him now. There are no rules. Like you can take him if you're that curious.
You know what? You're the producer.
Would this be an unprecedented moment?
It's very rare.
Has it ever happened?
You can count on one hand calls during ENN. All time.
I'd like to be part of something that's a rarity. That's just me.
Let's go to Lewis then in West Orange to start off ENN. Please, Lewis, regale us with your thoughts.
You know what? This is such an honor, not only to be the first caller on ENN, but to be the first caller with David Rosenberg.
Oh, wow.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Peter, do you see the love affair that the fans have with me?
Yeah, a lot of reverence from your people here.
Yeah. Lewis, please continue. I don't want to stand in your way. Go ahead.
So, you know what? Me and my buddies, we always talk about this. Judge Ohtani, right? Judge is the best. No one is better than him. No one is better than him. Ohtani's a loser because he didn't come to the Yankees.
Got it.
He had
so,
the option to come.
All right.
Yeah.
He had the option to come. He didn't want to. He was scared. There was too much pressure. And he's a loser. He's a loser.
Lewis, thank you for the call. I'm really glad we took that. I'm glad to know that you and your friends are having sophisticated. These are the conversations that need to be.
I'm not
going to
let you sit here and disparage someone who's.
No, listen, I'm sure Lewis is a great guy.
He's a great guy. He's got tremendous taste in talk show hosts, so I'm not going to let you sit here and.
Loser basketball. But at the same time, I mean.
Yeah, it was quite the call.
It wasn't. If that's the conversation. This is what's happening. People are sitting around being, I don't know why I'm not on sports talk radio. I got all the takes that make sense. Like, for example.
I could do summer sports talk radio.
Yeah, I could do it easy. For example, Judge, he's the man. Ohtani, loser.
Loser.
Give me a job.
Loser.
They give you a bat, and the bat is for to hit the ball.
That's legitimately one of my favorite drops in the last year on the show. What do you think of that, Dave?
I love that drop.
It was so sincere in the moment.
Well, who was that gentleman angry at? There had to be vitriol towards someone.
Was
there,
it Gallo, you think, Anthony?
Hitting in general?
Yeah, I mean, it might have been the Yankees
making
hitting.
Sure that you use the bat for the purpose of what it's for, and that's to hit the ball.
I was so annoyed when Gallo got hit by a pitch last night. Bases loaded, two out, Mets up 1-0, and Gallo gets hit by a pitch.
Dear God.
That's not what you want.
My mom makes the fantastic meatballs.
Let's hear from Buck Showalter. Here's his injury update on McGill and others.
He's scheduled to start. Drew's not far behind him. The plan right now, if we proceed down the road, is for Guillaume to play on Sunday down below. If he continues down the path he's on. And I haven't seen him today. He was going to run the bases. I've seen him today and talked to him, but today was a big day running the bases. So if that happens. So I'm pretty sure Ty Lord's pitching in Binghamton tomorrow.
That's good news.
There you go. Ty Lore.
It's T-Y-L-O-R. It's Ty Lore.
It's ridiculous.
Well, that's his name.
It's a ridiculous name.
So, the woman's name before, SZA, whatever her name is, and you think that's great, but Ty Lore is not okay?
SZA is a professional name.
Well, Ty Lore is his professional name. That's what he goes by.
No, some parents decided to name him Tyler.
So you think Tyler McGill's parents are what? You fill in the blank.
Poor deciders of names. Hey, by the way, I want to give a shout-out.
To whom?
My buddy Skylar Aston.
What is a dumb name.
Now.
I know Skylar Aston.
He's a great actor.
Well, a terrific actor. Was very well received at the station when Ryan Rucco decided to book him for like half an hour of our show years ago.
Are you being sarcastic?
Maybe.
Oh, Ryan booked him because Ryan loves Pitch Perfect.
Loves Pitch Perfect. He was involved in that. Yes. And then we had Skylar Aston for 30 minutes.
He's a huge Matt fan.
Oh, we got called in for a meeting, and how dare you have this guy for 30 minutes? I was like, I didn't even know who he was. Like, what am I getting yelled at for?
But for the record, what year was this?
God, I don't. I who can remember?
Pitch Perfect is a big deal.
8 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, I mean that's star of Pitch Perfect 8 years ago
for 30 minutes.
He's a good talker.
It was not great radio.
Well, listen, maybe that's a you and Rucco problem.
No, I think Rucco and I are good interviewers. I think that the interviewee was just kind of bland and boring on Sports Talk Radio.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to
get him on the air. I'll say it to his face. I'm not scared of Skylar Aston.
Please, Dave, this don't create an uncomfortable situation. Skylar's a friend.
I like him.
I'm a big boy.
Him. Doing 30 minutes of Sports Talk Radio.
Well, that was you guys' fault for doing 30 minutes if it was too long.
Have you ever tried to dissuade Ryan Rucco from something?
No.
Yeah, all right.
The only name dumber than Ty Lore is Ty Cobb's real name.
What's Ty Cobb's real name?
Tyrus.
What? I don't understand. Why are you taking shots at everyone's name?
The name's Tyler. That's it.
His name is Ty Lore.
Listen, it shouldn't be.
We have a man named Q-Tip on the show tomorrow, and you're taking shots at Tyler McGill?
Yeah, Q-Tip's a cool name. It's not real. It was a stage name.
I understand, but like you think that's cool and wonderful, and then all of a sudden Tyler is a name that you just can't get behind?
You don't think Tyler is weird?
I don't care. It's fine.
Andrew, you have any feelings on Tyler?
Oh, here we go.
Well, Dave is comparing nicknames to birth names.
Thank you. See, this is why I need to bring you in, because
that makes it even worse.
No.
No, it doesn't.
If your nickname is not good, that makes it even worse.
But nicknames are supposed to be unusual.
They're supposed to be ridiculous?
That's a
man's name after something I clean my ears with. How does that make any sense?
But hold on. So what about Sauce Gardner?
Well, that's kind of a cool nickname.
So you like sauce, you don't like Q-tips.
Right.
Okay.
Wow, yeah, I think that's fair to say.
You're such a psycho. Buck Showalter also said he wants a liar, liar day. Can we hear that?
John Harbaugh, for years in Baltimore, they had liar, liar day. He said you should do this once a year. You know, you could say anything you wanted to say. You could ask any question you really want, and I could say anything I wanted to say, and it never left the room. And it was just one of those days where you could let it rip, what you really want to say, you know? He said, it's great. I said, what's great? I said, it's just liberating for everybody. So if we could turn this off and let's go.
If we had that at the station, people would be weeping on the way out.
Who do you think would make people weep?
Michael.
Yeah. I think you're probably right.
Michael.
I'm Sully.
But
you know
what?
I think Don could make people weep. I think Rick could make people weep.
Valueless call.
Oh, Rick could be a nasty SOB.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the people he likes.
Yeah, imagine if he doesn't like you.
Then, I mean, forget, all bets are off.
Pietro.
That, to me, seems like a day that we could never do at our station.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Denzel Mims of your New York Jets asked, does he feel like he has to prove anything?
I feel like I already pretty much did that from OTAs until now. I mean,
they're pretty set on who they want. I'm on a 53-man roster, so I feel like that's a kind of a plus in, on the side, but I'm trying to continue to do what I can to be number one. Of course, I'm going to be frustrated that I'm not playing with the starters, but I just got to continue to work.
Going to be interesting, pal. Going to be very, very interesting.
I saw.
I don't think he's going anywhere anymore, by the way.
I saw a tweet earlier. I think maybe Gunling sent it. That was about Rich Cimini that said that they, Andrew, you can, I don't have in front of me. What was, oh, the sound would be even better. Oh, I mean, yeah, that would be terrific.
Want to hear Joe Douglas?
Yeah, let's hear Joe Douglas.
Yeah, I'd like to hear this.
Yeah,
would love it. Yep.
Ron and I have a good relationship, Denzel's agent, so kind of got a heads up that that was coming. You know, fielded some calls. Ultimately, nothing materialized, especially anything that we would consider the right value for a player of Denzel's talent and ability. And I think all you guys saw that on Sunday against the Giants. So ultimately, nothing materialized on that front with any trades.
What do you think's going to happen here, Dave? All said and done.
You know what? I don't know.
Thank you.
God, I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
I think they trade him. I think here's what I'm going to tell you. I think they trade him to Carolina.
Wow.
At some point. That'll be my for
Sam Darnold.
I'll go all in here for a fifth round pick. Oh, that's boy. Conditional, Peter, that can move up to a fourth. How's that for you?
It was very detailed.
Very detailed.
Let's hear from Robert Saleh, who still believes this could be a championship team at some point.
I still believe we're going to win championships here. I think when you look at Joe and his staff and the way he communicates with us as a coaching staff, our process is too good. I think the players that we've brought in are made of the right stuff, and the way this organization communicates, the way Woody and Christopher just give us whatever we need with regards to player acquisitions and being in this building and their support, it's too good not for this not to work. And just really excited again to just continue to build this roster and develop these young men and live up to the promise that we made when we first got here.
Why would he say that?
Which part?
We're going to win championships here?
Well, what would you rather have him say?
I expect great things. I don't know. I mean, you won, what, 4 games last year? You don't know if you have a quarterback. You look to be a better team. It feels, you know what? We're heading in the right direction. I'm excited about the future. Joe and I are building something special. I don't know. To come out and say we're going to win championships here, it just sounds like speak to me. Doesn't sound like there's anything behind it.
Feels like nonsense.
It does. Like you guys would say on this show, gobbledygook.
Oh, like he's the gobbledygooker. Let's hear from Keyshawn on KJM, who is concerned about Zach Wilson.
I'm afraid that this kid will never get off to the start that they hoped he would when they drafted him out of BYU with the second pick in the draft. I thought it was a reach then. I think it's a reach now. When you look at Trey Lance and Justin Fields and even Mac Jones to a degree, that film in college was probably slightly better. In fact, better. And their bodies are different. They're built different. All of those sort of things factored into everything for me with the New York Jets. But I am super concerned about a team that is trying to build around a quarterback that can't stay healthy.
I got to tell you, I have the exact same concern about Zach.
About health? So if I told you he was healthy, you would say to yourself, he's going to be a good player.
No, I don't know that. I'm worried that he's never going to get in a place. Like, I'm worried that this injury, that everyone has sort of been like, okay, he'll be back, no problem. I sort of feel that a quarterback trying to take a next step at this stage in his career needed this time.
It's an important season for him.
It's the season.
Thank God he wasn't out for the year. Could you imagine that? Think about that. If he's out for the year and you go, whatever, say you're 4-13, you can't draft a quarterback, right?
No, you have to try to roll it back with him again.
You have to roll it back with him again. At least if he comes back week, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, whatever it happens to be, you should hopefully have an answer one way or the other whether he's going to be your quarterback in the future.
But my concern, I guess, is that as a result of him coming in at that point during the season, it will impede him, and he will not grow the way he could have had he been here every single day and started the season week 1. I don't know.
Listen, I don't know.
It may be nothing. Maybe he'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that. I have concerns that he might be just, and I think this is fair. I just don't know that he's going to be good. But I don't have concerns that he's not going to be good because he's, you know, recovering from, considered a minor surgery and might miss a week.
I don't mean the recovery, though. I mean the missing the time. Just missing the camaraderie, the snaps, the routes with receivers, just all of it. And then when you show up, the speed is at a completely different level than the last time you were playing a month ago.
See, I just kind of feel like I don't know, aside from all that, which I guess is a fair concern, I don't know he's any good. Like, have you seen him look really good ever, really?
Really good?
Yeah,
no.
Good. Like, have you seen him consistently look good?
Consistently? Definitely not.
Okay.
Have
yeah,
I seen him look really good? No. I've seen him look good. I'll say this. I've seen Daniel Jones in moments look better than I've seen Zach Wilson.
Year one, if you remember after year one with Daniel Jones, people they stunk, but people were excited by him.
I don't know if Zach Wilson's had a better game than the first game I ever watched Daniel Jones.
Against Tampa?
Yeah.
He was sensational.
After Eli went out, right?
Eli went out, he came in, and he was amazing.
And he was awesome. I don't think I've ever seen Wilson have a game that good. I really don't. And I also believe, interestingly enough, that Wilson's ceiling might be higher. I just don't know that we'll get there. I'm not sure.
I think it's fair. I think to have real reservations about Zach Wilson is not any kind of wild belief now. I think that's well within a reason.
Who do you feel more confident about getting another contract, Daniel Jones or Zach Wilson, with their respective teams right now?
Zach Wilson.
You don't think it's going to happen for Daniel Jones? You don't think this year is going to be enough?
No, I don't think it'll be enough. Remember, Zach Wilson is Joe Douglas's guy. Daniel Jones is not Joe Shane's guy.
That's it.
This is what I do, Peter. I bring important,
you do. And
nuggets
that
to the
part.
Table. I think that Daniel Jones is a stopgap, and I think once they know, that's it. Like if week 10, they're like, there is no way he's the answer. Tyrod Taylor will finish out the season, and that will be the end of Daniel Jones with the Giants.
Let's hear for Brian Daboll, Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll, on how Kadarius Toney. Yeah, that's right.
Improving. He's improving. I'm just taking it day by day. I thought yesterday he came out and practiced and had a pretty good practice. I think he's getting better. Hopefully we'll be ready to go. We've kind of ramped him up as we went, the last few weeks and given him more and more reps. So hopefully he'll be ready.
Any feelings on Toney?
I love Toney. I think he is a tremendous athlete. I think he did things last year that we haven't seen since Odell Beckham. My concern with him is obviously health, right? I mean, if he's healthy, I think the sky's the limit. If he's not, he's never healthy. So it's kind of Zach Wilson-esque where he's just never healthy. But I think when he's healthy, he's an excellent receiver.
The question is the knucklehead factor.
He's got some of that in him. But when he's out there on the field, he's terrific.
Speaking of the local football teams here, how about the Jets? The Jets signed 13 players back to the practice squad. They also had more players claimed by other teams than any other team in the league. 7 different players. Now, one of those players to come back to the practice squad is the greatest quarterback in the history of preseason. I'm talking about Chris, the Leveler. Strevler. That's the nickname. He takes you to the next level. So they call him Chris
the Leveler?
Yeah, Chris the
Leveler. So he'll be doing commercials for like a hardware store with a level. Is that what you're saying?
What is a level?
A level. It's to see if things are
like
balanced
even?
Or straight, even, yes.
Like that thing you put on the wall?
Yeah, it's got like that liquid in it.
That's called a level?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, I'm here to teach.
I appreciate you very much.
You didn't know that was called a level?
I didn't.
No. You're not and I'm not either, but you're like the furthest thing from a handy guy, right?
I would say that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm very good though at paying someone who works in my building to do things.
Yeah, I'm very similar.
Andrew, you knew that was called a level?
Just used one the other day. I was hanging pictures.
Did you refer to it as a level?
Well, I didn't refer to it as anything. It was in my toolbox. I just took it out. But yeah.
You have a toolbox?
Of course I do.
Peter, do you have a toolbox?
I have a... I, this, this is not a joke. I know Mike would think this is, I'm using it as a curse word, but I have a tool bag. But I do. But I do. It's not a box.
That you put tools in a – is it a drawstring tool
bag? It's like a – no, it's like a big bag with like a heavy bottom. My ex-father-in-law gave it to us years ago, and I put it in the house, and it's here.
I have the same thing. It's not anything to be ashamed of. It's better than a toolbox. You can fit more in it. There's more give to it.
Exactly, and I'm in like a New York City apartment.
When was the last time you went in and took a tool out of your tool bag, Peter? Really?
Recently. Recently.
To give it to the handyman to fix the painting?
No, I recently had to fix the lock on my door.
And you could do that?
Yeah, the chain was getting in the way, and I had to unscrew it and screw something back in and tighten some things.
I'm very impressed.
I've taken out definitely screwdrivers. I've taken out a hammer before.
Really?
Sure I have. I've put a nail in the wall before.
I'm impressed. But you're not familiar with the level.
Don't know the word level. Andrew, do you know that that's the name, honestly? Or would you call it the thingy? Where's that thingy?
No, I wouldn't call it the thingy. A leveler, right? Isn't that, or is it just?
I was brought up under the impression it was a level.
Let's see,
but I don't know that that's accurate.
No, it's called leveler.
Leveler?
No, level. It's a level.
See,
it's a level. Hold
there
on,
you go.
No. Wow, but hold on, but the nickname still works for Chris Streveler. A leveler is a person or thing that levels something. That
and
is
what
a
is
level.
He levels the playing field.
That's exactly right.
There,
that's why he's Chris the Leveler Streveler.
Yeah, I like it.
Back on the practice squad. Chargers plan to sign Sony Michel. I know you're excited about that.
That's a nice. Well, I didn't know if you were looking for me to comment or just you're throwing.
Yeah,
it out
no,
there
please. We all want to hear from you.
I like that signing. I think he's going to be the Austin Eckler backup. Did you hear what Austin Eckler said about fantasy football? By the way,
no.
He said, "Draft me." I love it. He's like he owns it. Draft me, I'm going to score touchdowns catching, I'm going to score touchdowns rushing, and I'm going to be a three-down back. So draft me in fantasy football.
Wow.
Yeah.
How big into fantasy are you, Dave?
Big.
Like how big?
Big. I have I had a draft. Andrew? Can I tell people we're at a draft the other night or no?
Tell people... What
about the draft I had the other night?
Yeah, sure.
We had an ESPN draft the other night.
ESPN draft.
I have a big one. Yeah, we have a league at work that.
What work?
Our work, the job we have together.
I work here.
Right, you're not in the league.
I believe this league predates you even working at this station, Peter. It's been around for a long time.
Even though Ty and Rick were just invited in, but yeah, I think that's accurate though. What Andrew
said. Wait, Ty and Rick are now in?
Yeah. That's right.
Who else is in the league?
Andrew, me, RJ, Ryan Hurley, John Winthrop.
Brownshire.
Mike Brownshire.
And you invited in Ty and Rick. And
Jeff
and
Candelmo is still in the league.
Yeah, remember Jeff Candelmo?
He doesn't even work here anymore.
Nuno Teixeira is in the league.
Chris Mitchell as well.
Right.
Chris Mitchell doesn't work here
but
anymore.
But this shows you how long it's been around.
It's been a long-standing league.
But hold on. But that's now null and void. Rick and Ty were at it.
I can't speak to that. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, that was beyond my pay grade as well. But they're now in the league.
So whose pay grade is it not beyond?
I think John Winthrop is the commissioner of the league.
Wow.
Our assistant program director, yep.
I don't even think I can finish the show.
I can carry it home if you need.
No, I'd rather go dead air, honestly. Screw this place. Don't even ask?
No, you weren't even asked. Let me get back to the question at hand.
It's been brought up on our pre-show calls, hasn't it?
It was brought up on today's pre-show call that you were in the shower, I believe.
I don't remember that.
That's one. Then I have a father-son league I'm doing tomorrow. Then a buddy of mine buys us into a Vegas league. That's Sunday. I have a two-quarterback league Monday. I have my league with buddies that I, you know, that live in the community where I am. Tuesday, and then I have a keeper league Wednesday. So I'm big into fantasy.
Honestly, that's a bit.
It's
much.
A bit much, but I love it. It's great.
How many leagues are you in, Andrew?
Two. This one and a college one.
So the two groups that are important to your life, your college friends and then your work friends. Unfortunately, I'm not a part of the work friends, which is unfortunate.
You are for me. If I were creating a league, you would be one of the first asks. But
yeah, John Winthrop, take it out on him. He feels a way about you.
That's obvious now, isn't it?
I think so.
Truth be told, if I'm being serious.
You wouldn't have done it either, would you?
No, I might have, but I don't care.
And I heard rumblings that Don was going to be involved in the league.
Wow.
But I don't know what happened.
That would have hurt.
That would have hurt you?
If Don doesn't even know what a fantasy football is.
I think Don would do pretty well. We have some very bad participants in this league.
So why aren't those people bumped out to make room for people like me?
I don't want to get rid of the people that stink.
Why not? Oh, of course you don't.
No. Mm-mm.
How about you get rid of Chris Mitchell and Jeff Candelmo, who don't work at the radio station anymore?
But at least Chris Mitchell's still in the ESPN family.
True. Candelmo, not at all. You know what? It's okay. I'm the king of auto-draft. I auto-drafted in my league last night.
Ugh. And this is why I think right there is defined why you're not asked to be in the league.
I couldn't do it.
If you're an auto draft guy, I don't want to play fantasy football. I don't want to be involved in fantasy football with you.
Well, here's the thing. They had a draft the night of my fiance's birthday. And because I'm not a psychopath, I said, "Sorry, I'll have to auto draft," and I moved on. But to be honest, for whatever reason, I love football so much, I just don't need fantasy to enhance my Sundays.
That's fine.
It just doesn't do it.
You're one of the 8 people in the country doesn't play fantasy football, but that's fine.
I play it. I just don't care.
I think this is exactly why you're not asked.
Don't make it up now. Don't retroactively
say. Listen, I'm not
the
one that kept you out of the league. Andrew, did I have any involvement in him not being involved in the league? Anything?
None whatsoever.
None.
So who is? So
nothing to do with
only.
Me.
So it's
I don't know. I'm not sure who the decision maker is. It's just we got
it. It was never run across my table of, hey, should we have Peter join the league? Never one time. I had no idea.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I have news. Can I give you a piece of news?
Yes.
Anthony, it's not great news. Anthony DeComo tweets out, Brett Beatty has a UCL tear in his right thumb, undergoes surgery tomorrow, likely done for most of, if not all, of the regular season.
I just want to say I heard earlier someone described the Beatty injury as a minor thumb thing. And I'm not kidding. My immediate thought was, what's a minor thumb thing?
A minor thumb thing is apparently a UCL tear.
Yeah.
That needs surgery.
I knew the second I heard that was not a small thumb thing. That is not what you want to hear. Kid just got a shot. He's been pretty good, too, and now could miss the rest of the year. That'll do it for ENN, a depressing ending to ENN.
Sorry.
We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. Dave Rothenberg, the uninvited Peter Rosenberg, right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.